And welcome to the Sportscast, June 26th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes, and please like us on Facebook. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And please visit us at thesportscast.net. The Sportscast. NBA free agency begins on Sunday at 6 p.m. And the biggest story so far, Kevin Durant opts out to be a free agent in the NBA. And rumors are circulating. Iguodala, was talking about it yesterday, a little bit about, what's happening. We've been hearing a lot about little rumors about New York, Brooklyn, and the Knicks. All eyes are in New York. His agent is in New York as well. Anyways, to join us, to talk to us a little bit about free agency, the return of Eddie Ortega.
Hey, what's up, man?
Eddie, last time, apparently most of your church watched this podcast, and you got in trouble because you watched the game during church. The Patriots game.
Yep, that's true.
And they might be watching this episode, but
I'm pretty sure they're gonna be watching this as well.
So if you have anything to say, say it right now.
All I gotta say is, I repent.
There you go. That's the only way. Okay. Anyways, Kevin Durant. Big rumors today, obviously, he's opting out of free agency. How do you see this story?
I think it was something to be expected, to be honest. I honestly don't think he's going to go back to Golden State.
You think, you're believing that, where do you think he'll go?
I think his decision is going to be mostly based on Kyrie. If Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, he's probably going to Brooklyn as well.
You don't think New York Knicks is an option?
I just think the Knicks are not in a position, even with those two superstars, to go all the way. Or they'll make noise, they'll make it to the playoffs, but definitely no title.
Because the New York Knicks have a $70 million cap. Mm-hmm. States, and I think that'll be a great situation. But I don't see Kyrie going to the Knicks at all. It seems like it's Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's his interest is mostly in Brooklyn right now. But, we'll see what happens with that because they still have D'Angelo Russell.
What's the deal with D'Angelo Russell? I mean, is he Kyrie-esque? I mean, like, he can't be together in Brooklyn? Like, what's the deal with him?
I think this is his first... This last season was his first season by himself that he actually led a team. And, as somebody, as a first-timer leading a team, he didn't disappoint. 21 points per game, 43% shooting, and 7 assists per game. You know, he's getting there. He's still young. I think he's going to grow to be about the same thing as Kyrie, maybe a little less, maybe a little bit more.
So you don't think he can coexist with Kyrie?
I don't think so. Kyrie's more of a ball stopper kind of player.
What do you think happened in Boston? Why didn't it work out?
I think Kyrie's not a leader. He's if he doesn't get his way, he's the kind of player that's gonna complain about it. And you also have players in the Celtics that are young. You know, they don't really have like that work ethic that Kyrie's so used to with LeBron in Cleveland. And, even by himself when he was in Cleveland, he had issues with Dion Waiters. So he's always had issues in the locker room. So I just feel he's more of a headache, to be honest.
That's the thing with Kyrie, because he left Cleveland because he wanted to be the leader. Went to Boston, became the leader, it didn't work out. And now I've heard he doesn't want to become the leader. Now he wants to become that second guy, Robin.
Yeah, he wants to be the Robin to KD, Batman. That's why he's waiting on KD. But, honestly, best bet for him is to actually go back to L.A. now that he has LeBron and AD there.
Yeah, it's like, really interesting situation with Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant, obviously, yesterday, Iguodala was on the Breakfast Club. I'm not sure if you heard that interview. And, no, actually,
I read a little bit of it.
Yeah, well, actually, it wasn't the Breakfast Club. It was actually on CNBC. And they asked him, is Kevin coming to New York? And he said, no way in the world he's going to New York. And he also said, no one's going to New York. Can you read into that?
I mean, I think he's just trying to downplay it. I think the Knicks still are in play just for the fact that they have the money for Durant. But there's nothing else other than money to entice Durant if he goes to the Knicks. And Durant's coming off of an Achilles injury. Nobody really knows how he's going to be. So, you know, when he does come back, he's going to try to want to win a championship. And New York is not really the situation where he's going to have that.
Yeah, because if Kyrie doesn't go to the Knicks, he cannot win it with just RJ Barrett.
Yeah, no, definitely. No RJ Barrett, Dennis Smith Jr., like that team's not good enough to win. I mean, they'll even struggle to make the playoffs even with Durant and the team.
Maybe
and they're gonna be out with Durant the whole year too.
Yeah, which Kevin Durant has an Achilles injury. That takes about, I believe, 8 to 12 months to heal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know you can make the argument that he's younger than Kobe, but you know, Durant's never been that really strong player. Nobody really knows how his calves is going to heal to that.
I forgot about that. Yeah, Kobe had that same issue a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and that literally, ever since that's it. His career was going downhill from there.
They say that with Achilles injury, you don't come back the same at all.
But the only argument that people have about that is that he's young. I mean, look at what's his name, the center for Golden State, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
He was coming off of an Achilles injury as well, and he came in and played a few good games, but yeah, he's definitely not the same. He's definitely declining.
Back to the Clippers, back to the West. The Clippers obviously are also another team that has open cap space. Do you see anyone going there?
I can see Leonard going over there. Leonard, right now, his top two choices would probably be the Raptors and the Clippers. So, it depends what he wants to do. If he wants to go back and try to win another championship for Toronto, he could more than happily do that.
Kyrie is antisocial.
Yeah. he could also just go to the Clippers and you know, be in his hometown and try to win there. And they have a good foundation for winning. I mean, they don't have a superstar, and they still made it to the playoffs.
Marc Gasol resigned with the Raptors. Would that help Kyrie to stay?
I don't know. Marc Gasol is not the same Marc Gasol that he was with Memphis.
With the Grizz.
Maybe it was just that it was, you know, he needed to get used to the whole playing style that they have and everything. But yeah, he showed short spurts of like what it used to be, but I don't think so.
If you had put money on right now, where would Kyrie go?
Kyrie?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Kawhi.
Leonard?
Yeah.
Leonard? I would say Leonard probably... I would say he re-signs with the Raptors.
I do agree. Right now, the Clippers have Lou Williams, Patrick Beverley, Gallinari, Harrell, Shamet, Zubac. It's a very light team. They got Wilson Chandler. So it's a very light team, obviously. You know, if he goes there, it's kind of like, you know, you're going to be dealing with a tough West. Now with the Lakers, with a good team right now. And, of course, the Warriors are still contenders. I believe I've been hearing that Klay Thompson might become a free agent and he's talking to the Clippers. Have you heard that rumor?
I heard that he has a meeting with the Clippers. I also did see that if the Golden State Warriors don't offer him the max, that he's going to become a free agent.
Do you think with the KD news, I think that might help out him to stay in Golden State?
I don't think so. I think right now he's won titles. He's gotten his own accomplishments. I think it's best for him to leave to a team where he could actually try to be the main guy, where he could try to get the most money he can. Because that's it. He's a proven winner. Like, there's nothing else that you could take away from him.
His dad wants him to stay.
Yeah. His dad wants him to stay. I mean, I can see why. Like, he wants his son to continue to be a champion, but he's never gonna shine playing next to KD or Steph. So, I mean, he lost $30 million this year because he didn't make it to the all-team, NBA all-team.
Wow. And other free agency rumors, Butler is being talked about with a three-team trade with Houston and Philadelphia, and that might send Butler to Houston. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I think the general manager is just trying to get like a bunch of big-name players, but he has no idea what he's doing.
Now, will Butler help out the Rockets? Will that, you know, solidify going to the Western Conference Finals? Like, what does that shape up for the Rockets?
No, I think it's the opposite, actually. I think Butler's gonna just make the whole situation with Chris Paul and Harden worse.
That's what I've been hearing all day today. I mean, how do you rate Butler? Like, is he a top tier player? Is he, you know, second tier? Like, how would you rate him?
He's like the poor man's Paul George. He's a great defender. Just not you know, offensively, Paul George is just that much better than him. And I don't know. I would maybe not top tier, not LeBron, not Harden. I would put him like around maybe the DeRozan kind of like level.
Yeah, I agree. Probably DeRozan. You know, what's the other guy from OKC? Yeah, Paul George. Very similar. Very not lazy, but just not that guy that takes you to the next level. I guess he did help out like the Sixers a bit, but wasn't the guy that took him over the top.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, he's always going to be that player that plays his heart out and everything, but offensively, like he's not a great shooter. He is a good shooter. And he's one of those players that if he gets upset, he's just going to want the ball himself and just try to take over the team.
If the trade does happen, the Sixers will get Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker. Will that help out the Sixers?
I mean, I don't think Clint Capella, their best bet is if they do get Capella to try to trade him, try to get some more shooters to surround Ben Simmons, because they don't need another center.
No. I mean, because Joel Embiid, like, he's only had, you know, anything with injuries, it's just been like a stomach flu. That's it. He hasn't had anything serious yet.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, he's proven, like, he's, you know, he's a great center. Probably, like, as of right now, I would probably make him the best center, second best center under maybe AD.
Yeah, Anthony Davis. Of course, you got in Philadelphia, you got Ben Simmons, but like the thing is with him, he's not a shooter. He goes into the paint.
Yeah, and that's why it's best to surround him with shooters. Let the other shooters open up the floor for him to drive in and dunk, because that's all he could do. But he's too big for a regular point guard to defend him, so somebody's gonna have to help out. And once they do, that's it. He has an open shooter on the outside.
Speaking about PJ Tucker, you know he changes his shoe like up to 15 times per game.
Yeah. I think he was voted what the best person with the best shoe collection. I think.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah.
So of course that rumor is still going on. Like the Miami Heat, we're not expecting anything to come in.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we have really ugly contracts right now, and the two players that we need to get rid of, they opted into their contract. So
Whiteside.
The only thing, yeah, Whiteside and Dragic. So yeah. I mean, the best bet is you know, I would say keep Dragic, let him and Haslam mentor the Tyler Hero, but we got to do something about about Whiteside. Even if we have to like eat up some cap space to bring somebody else in, we really have to get rid of him.
Yeah, what do you think about that draft pick, the point guard Tyler Hero?
I mean, at first I was kind of like, you know, oh, I have no idea who this is. But I mean, yeah. And then I saw some highlights of him. It looks like he's one of those players that has like attitude. Like he has that
the grit.
Like yeah, he'll shoot in your face and then like that's it. Like you can't do nothing about it. So I like him.
Yeah, Tyler Hero is from Kentucky Wildcats. He was selected as number 13 from the Miami Heat. He's a point guard. No, he's a shooting guard, actually. So
yeah, he's a shooting guard and point guard. He plays both.
Both. And, of course, you know, the Heat, obviously, with the bad contracts. I don't know if Haslam is officially retired or he's still around.
I mean, he's thinking of playing one more season. Just recently, he quoted himself saying that he could get a double-double while sleeping, which I highly doubt that.
Yeah.
But he'd be great to have again for one more year just to have him mentor Tyler Hero, show him the Heat life way.
Something that we got to look on the Miami Heat, but I guess the rebuilding stage is still a couple years down the road, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends as well because I feel like Justice Winslow could probably surprise people this year. He was on a tear at the end of the last year.
There was rumors about Butler going to the Heat. Would you have taken him in?
Oh, I'll definitely take him. You add him to a Heat team that's young and hungry, and they all know how to play pretty good defense. That'd be nice to see.
That'd be something for the Miami Heat to look into. Of course, you know, there's a lot going on until Sunday. Obviously, you know, like the big names is Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving. But you know, Kyrie Irving, like he signed with an agency in New York, which that rumored.
Oh yeah, Rock Nation.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean, it's most likely Brooklyn, you know, but
yeah, all signs are pointing to Brooklyn.
Now, I heard from the Knicks, the owner wants to look at the medical report of Kevin Durant. I don't know. Like, why the Knicks? Why? I mean, I've been hearing this rumor for years, but if it does happen, I don't know why. I just don't understand.
I mean, I think it's a bad idea for both parties. The Knicks, if they bring Kevin Durant, they're not going to get him until next year. And and even then, well, what are you gonna do next year with that draft pick getting just 1 year under his belt?
RJ Barrett,
Dennis Smith Jr. Yeah, so I mean they have a long way to go. If they get Durant, I mean, good for them. They got somebody that's gonna like give them a little bit of a highlight reels. But other than that, that's about it. They're not going too far into the playoffs. And even if they make the playoffs. And then Durant, on the other hand, he's going to go to the Knicks for the money because he's not going to win over there.
There's also some news I'm hearing right now that Kawhi Leonard has a meeting. The New York Knicks.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to happen just for the fact that I think he's just doing it to do it, but. Yeah, he's definitely not going to the Knicks.
Like a Iguodala. No one's going to the Knicks.
Yeah, the thing about the Knicks is, especially with Kawhi, I don't think he wants that whole spotlight on him. Unless he does go to his own hometown, he doesn't want the Knicks spotlight on him.
Yesterday, during an interview with Iguodala in the Breakfast Club, I think it was yesterday or this morning, that he said that Mark Jackson was... is blackballed in the NBA for, you know, for hiring as a coach because he had disagreements with the one of the managers in the Golden State because he was gay. What are your thoughts about that? Was that true, you think? Or?
I mean, I don't know. He's a coach that a lot of players respected. I think he said it also. Iguodala said that a lot of players respected Mark Jackson, but he never. I think it's just more to it. If he does bring that headache to a team, he's also not a proven winner. Like, he's never really coached a team to go far, unless it was, well, the first year of Golden State where they had Steph and Klay, and they made it to the playoffs, and I think they lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, like, people say that like, he built that team.
Yeah, he built the team. I mean, he grew the team, but, I mean, Steve Kerr actually, like, was able to, you know, get them playing at their full potential.
Yeah, in which they won the first, their first championship in his first year, his tenure or so. But Iguodala had a lot to say these past 2 days, of all people.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, one thing that stood out to me, what he said, was about the injury, that he as well also had an injury, and they told him the same thing, that it was a bruised leg, I believe, or something like that. And it ended up being that he was playing on a fractured leg.
Which is more serious.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's something going to happen. I'm pretty sure this whole situation with KD, Kawhi when he was with the Spurs, and now Iguodala bringing more light to it, is gonna start persuading the players to start going seeking their own doctors instead of team doctors.
Yeah, I mean, most players, especially like the stars ones, like the big ones, have their own personalized doctor, and then they have like the team doctors, just like Kawhi did last year with the Spurs. I don't know, but I really think like the NBA has to have some type of regulation or rule just to figure out, you know, can a player play? I mean, is he healthy?
Yeah, I mean, they're always going to bend, you know, the doctors. They're always going to force the doctors to try to get the player out there, especially in playoff games where they need their best player out there. I mean, yeah, like the prime example, look at Kevin Durant. They told him it was just a sprained calf, and he wasn't ready to play. It ended up hurting him in the long run.
Yeah, that's something that really was really surprised. Steve Kerr was surprised. Everyone was surprised. Even like the GM was surprised over the whole situation. But I don't think Kevin Durant was ready at all for ready for him to play at all for like the finals.
No, definitely. He should have. As soon as he got hurt, he should have sat out the rest of the playoffs, even finals, everything.
Not even game seven. He was ready.
Not even game seven. Yeah, because that, I mean, yeah, look at Kawhi Leonard. The team doctors cleared him for playing, but he seeked his own doctors, and it ended up being that he wasn't able to play yet. And that's why he got so much scrutiny from, like, GMs, fans, players, everybody. They just didn't believe that he wanted to play for the Spurs anymore. And it ended up being that the whole situation that he had happened to KD.
Yeah, something that we have to look at. Now, a Warriors team without KD, how do you look at, I mean, like, how deep will the Warriors go?
They'll still make it to the Western Conference Finals. And they'll probably lose to LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Do you think, like the Lakers needs one more piece, or you think they're good for these two guys and just, you know, fill out with like role players?
It depends what kind of role players they get. If they get players that are proven winners, I don't think they need anybody else, to be honest. I heard rumors that they're trying to get Trevor Ariza, which would be great for them.
I was just thinking about him. I think he'd be perfect.
Yeah. You put him 3-and-D right next to LeBron. And his defense has always been good, above average. So
he's probably one of the best role players right now I could think of. He could just shoot and play defense.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's also rumors that they might get a reunion with D'Angelo Russell, which would be perfect for LeBron as well.
Yeah, because Russell is a little bit cheap, you think?
Yeah, he's cheaper than Kyrie, and I feel like he's a shooter. He's more of a shooter.
Yeah, that's something that, I mean, I do think like the Lakers need one more piece. I feel very disappointed, you know, like that core of young players that they leave to New Orleans. I was really disappointed because I think those players have a lot of future. But for the Pelicans, you know, with that core, Ball,
Ingram, Josh Hart,
plus Zion. how do you view like the Pelicans? Are they playoff? Would you say that like they're playoff contenders?
Not yet. Yeah, I would say give them about a two or three years, and add more pieces around them. That they'll definitely be making the playoffs and make noise.
That's something to look at next year. The West is, you know, still difficult conference. The East, I think it's if Kawhi stays, I think Toronto owns these as of right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's still competition in the East with the Bucks and the 76ers. Even if Jimmy Butler leaves, they're still a pretty good team.
Exactly.
But yeah, definitely Toronto will own both of them.
Hal Horford is leaving Boston. How do you view the Celtics?
Yeah, they're just losing everybody. I think right now they're what their best players are Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown.
Which they made it to the finals, obviously with Al Horford. I mean, you think like that team needs more pieces, or you think that's good for now, or?
No, it definitely needs more pieces. Those three players have never led a team. I think Gordon Hayward did lead the Utah Jazz at one point.
He did.
But yeah, when he came back from that injury, he hasn't been the same since.
Yeah, something looked at because I really thought Boston was the team of the future of the East. I thought they were going to make it to the finals this year. Totally. Toronto came out of nowhere, obviously, with the Kawhi trade. Milwaukee came out of nowhere. I didn't see that happening.
Yeah. Milwaukee is... It's really good. Actually, one thing about Milwaukee is that they might actually lose Chris Middleton.
Really?
That's huge. That's a key piece right there.
Wow. That's something they have to look at. In the next couple of weeks, obviously, free agency is on. Not all about Kevin Durant. We'll see Butler. We've seen Kyrie. Even Kawhi Leonard is up on the trading block, of course. And we'll see what happens in the NBA. NBA is really exciting right now, but then the NFL begins and college football, so that kind of brushes away. But I think free agency is Sunday. This Sunday, Kai Lu and I will be monitoring all throughout the weekend, and it should be very, very exciting. Anyways, anything else before we head into predictions?
No, I would say that's about it, man, honestly.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Were you able to see the shoe, Giannis new Nike shoe?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't.
It's called the Air Freak One.
Air Freak One. Okay. Yeah, he's trying to be like Jordan.
Anyways, let's get into predictions. Women's World Cup, USA versus France.
USA. I think they're taking it the whole way.
Can you do Major League Baseball?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's pick Seattle and Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
That's all I have for baseball. It's a really slow sports period unless you're a soccer fan. And, of course, the Women's World Cup is going on. Copa America is going on. And random question, can people read your handwriting?
Yeah, they can. I've been told that I actually have nice handwriting. I don't know how. I feel like it looks like chicken scratch.
I'm the opposite. I cannot write. I have to type everything out for people.
Oh, wow. No, yeah. That's a rumor. I don't know. I think they're just trying to be nice to me.
You do cursive or you do like print style?
No, print.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Anyways, how can people reach you, Eddie, online?
I have my Instagram. That's EddieHeat3. You can always follow me there. Always send me messages. I have the notifications on, so I'll be on.
EddieHeat3 on Instagram, of course. Yeah, you see a lot of church pictures, some sports pictures, and of course he's a big Heat Miami Dolphin fan. And by the way, should the Dolphins tank for Tua?
Oh yes. Yes, they definitely should.
What do you predict, like, how many wins we'll get this season?
It's so hard to predict that. It depends on how Fitzpatrick plays, because you know how he plays. Like, he'll have, like, three elite quarterback games, and then Then he'll play like Jameis Winston.
It could. So, I mean, it could be a Josh Rosen season.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think he has like the heart to lead a team like that. So I predict at least 4 to 5 wins.
Wow. I say under 8 wins, but I say 7 at best.
Under 8?
But still okay. A lot, though.
I haven't really seen the schedule too much.
Well, we're playing the Patriots twice, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, definitely. The Patriots twice, Bills twice, and Jets twice. So.
Which I was talking to a friend of mine, and yeah, Patriots have dominated the AFC for 20 years. And that easy.
Look at that.
And we haven't had a quarterback since Dan Marino.
I think our best quarterback, the only one that was able to, not recently. The last one before, I think Tannehill did take us to the quarterback once. I mean, the playoff once, no?
So once, wild card. Once or twice, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but before that, it was Chad Pennington. So
yeah, which I heard he was good, sort of, for one season.
Yeah, he was good. It was just short passes all day long.
Anyways, follow us on the Sportscast, thesportscast.net, on Twitter, thesportscast1. Free agency is this Sunday at 6 p.m. It begins at 6 p.m. It doesn't begin at midnight. It begins right at 6 p.m. Sunday's going to be crazy, but you'll be at church, so I don't think you'll be following this stuff.
Yeah, I'll be at church, but for sure after church, I'm going straight to Bleacher Report.
You go to the buzz.
Definitely.
Anyways, I'll be actually at church that Sunday night, but I will have my phone on, so I'll definitely be monitoring it. I mean, you can't do that, but I can.
we can't do that. Not anymore, at least.
One thing that I cannot do is watch a game on my phone. I cannot do that. I have to watch it on the TV.
Yeah. I mean, I can watch it on my phone, you know, because, yeah, but that's gotten me in trouble a few times. So.
Hey, man, you risked it. You tried it.
Definitely, yeah.
Anyways, thanks for coming on, Eddie. Guys, the sportscast.net. I'll see you next time, Eddie.
For sure, man. Thank you for having me.
See ya.